Outside, the podcast where two new friends, Nathan, talk about The Office. My name's Nathan. Addie isn't here right now because I'm recording the intro to this episode, which is our interview with the writer Leah Beck. She wrote this great article about The Office on Bustle, and we wanted to talk to her about it. So we're going to post a link to this article on the Facebook page, so head over there, check out the article before you listen to the interview or after you listen to the interview. It's your life. Do with it what you will. Please enjoy this interview with Leah Beck. Okay, welcome our guest interview, Leah Beck from Bustle. She's the associate entertainment editor, and she wrote an article called "Can You Be Addicted to Watching The Office? Here's Why You Actually Can't Get Enough." Hello, Leah.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, welcome to the Off 5. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, it was funny because when you guys asked me to do this, I saw what the name of the podcast was. And in the time between then and now, I saw the episode of The Office where the Off 5 reference happens. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's what it is.
With Harvey the computer.
Yeah.
You ruined a funny joke, you.
So we have been seeing a lot of Office articles coming out recently, but yours was one we particularly liked, and I thought it offered a good perspective, so we just wanted to ask you a few questions about that so that people can check out the article.
We've been having a hard time putting it into words why we like The Office, and I think that your article did a really great job of doing that.
Oh, thank you. I really appreciate that, and I mean, obviously, I felt similarly, and that was kind of why I wrote the article in the first place. Like, I knew that I loved the show, like, when it was airing, but also I was watching it again, like, you know, now, years later, after it ended. So, you know, just trying to figure out the same thing, what you're saying, like, why is this that one show, besides the fact that it's just a really great show.
Have you noticed other people watching it over and over again?
Yeah, I mean, so the reason that I wrote the piece, besides just knowing that I was doing this, was that I saw a lot of people talking about it on Twitter, and kind of in like a self-deprecating way, like, oh, I keep watching The Office over and over again, like, what's wrong with me? Or like, even I saw like a meme about it on Instagram about like that people just keep going back to it instead of other shows. So yeah, that was definitely something I noticed and like thought would resonate with people. I didn't know that it was like quite as much as I ended up finding out it was once I started working on it, but I had definitely noticed that.
Yeah, you kind of address in the article what might be different about it from the other shows, but for me personally, I hear people talk all the time about how they watch The Office over and over again, and they always bring it up like no one's ever said that before. They're like, oh, do you like The Office? And they're either like, oh, I remember that, or they're like, I actually watch The Office over and over again, or my partner watches it constantly, and I don't know why, but it's like they're always watching it. Between every show, they're watching all of The Office again.
Well, I like what you said about it being kind of a neutral resting place, because it's a familiar setting, and it also focuses on details, and so every time you watch it, you can see something different.
Yeah, that was a theory actually from one of my coworkers here at Bustle, Martha. And I thought that was really cool. I hadn't thought about it that way, but kind of like in addition to you being comforted by the show just because like you know it so well, like that you could be comforted by the setting of it, because it really does, for the most part, take place within just the office. Like they rarely go outside or to like a restaurant or something like that. So just like having that extra layer of like calmness just because you're so familiar with how it looks.
Yeah. And when they do go to a restaurant, it's definitely Chili's.
Yeah.
I like that how on The Office, all the characters that aren't doing something are working. They have a reason to be there, but it's not necessarily about the other characters. So it's not like every character standing around is there for the same reason. Well, I guess they are for working, but they're not. There's other people working too.
Yeah, the psychologist I spoke with said something, I don't remember exactly how she put it, but like there's different reference points, like there's different ways in. So like maybe you don't relate to whatever's going on with Pam, but maybe you relate to what's going on with Dwight that episode or with Meredith or something. Like there's just so many people with it being an ensemble that there's always something that you can connect to at all times. So I thought that was like pretty interesting too.
She said like different access points, like different...
Yeah, access points.
Yeah, and emotional hooks, which that really stood out to me too. That was a really cool theory. But I just wanted to ask you what your favorite episode is.
I feel like this is like such like a cheesy answer, but it's Casino Night. Like, yeah, it just has to be.
That's a classic. Cause,
yeah, because I watched the show when it was actually airing. So when that came on, I think I was like a junior or a senior in high school. And I like just have like the most vivid memory of actually watching that. And I think I mentioned this in the piece too. Like, because that was such a big moment for anyone who was following Jim and Pam. So, like, that just really stuck with me, and that one gets me every time.
And it's a cliffhanger for the whole season. But now you just click, you watch it, you get it resolved in 4 seconds. But that was a whole summer.
Yeah, which is so crazy to think about now. Like, I'm like, I really waited that long.
Yeah, I remember for the baby shower episode or the wedding shower or something, I made cupcakes and invited all my friends over.
Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
Do you think The Office is having a moment right now and making sort of a comeback on social media? Like you were talking about, you saw a lot of people talking about watching it, but it seems like I've been seeing a lot of articles about it just coming up in general, and that could be my browser knowledge because I've searched a lot of Office stuff, but I definitely see a lot of them coming up on actual, you know, real news sites.
Yeah.
And they're coming up often, but they're not all about the revival. It's just theories and things like that. Do you have a reason why that might be the case?
Yeah, no, I've noticed that too. I mean, I would think that they were just both kind of looped together, like with that there's so many people watching it on Netflix, and then like a decent amount of those people have social media, so they're going to tweet about the fact that they're watching it, and then like any media coverage, like, you know, can see the interest in it, or even as like written by people who also are interested in it. Like, I know here, like, I'm not the only Office fan that's on like Bustle's entertainment team. So I think it's like, if you already have this like genuine interest in something and you see like, oh, there's all these fans who are still talking about it, even if it's not on, if you know the interest is there, I think people just like feel like they still want to read more about it, still want to hear more about it.
Yeah. And on that note, what do you think about the revival?
I'm very worried about the revival. I was reading Twitter on the subway on my way home one day when that news broke. And, like, literally, I almost got off of the wrong stop because I was so thrilled. But I just, I don't want to say, like, oh, I'm totally against it. Like, there's no way it could ever work. But I'm more lean towards that way of thinking about it. I just don't want it to be, I don't know. It can't ruin what already exists. Like, I know that we'll still have the original episodes, but I don't know. It seems like it could taint it in some way, and that scares me.
One thing I think is worrying is with the rest of development, when you had the 3 seasons, it was just there and you could get to know it really well. But now that they're always, they got the 4th season and then they're just kind of dangling out that there could be another season at any time, it doesn't feel like you know the whole show anymore. And that's what will happen to The Office too. It's like, it'll be something ongoing. It's kind of the same thing happened with Star Wars, where it was like, oh, I know everything about Star Wars. And it's like, now there's going to be new Star Wars stuff coming out all the time of varying quality. And so it's, I don't know, it's like, well, I guess I'll just sit back and watch it. But you don't feel like you kind of have it as much.
Yeah, totally. And like, I totally agree about like the Star Wars thing too. Like, I was talking to someone here about that recently because, I mean, I was pretty young when the prequels came out, but like, they were like so hated that I feel like maybe you worried about, oh, they're doing prequels. But then once that's out there, you're kind of like, okay, well now like it's just a free for all. Like it could go bad or it could go good. So I kind of feel that way about like a lot of these things that are being rebooted. Like if it hasn't happened yet, then you have it hanging over you like, oh, how is this going to go? But then once it does happen, it's kind of like, okay, well now I have to decide if I want to participate in it or not.
Yeah, I felt that way with Gilmore Girls. Not Star Wars so much,
yeah,
but...
I got into Gilmore Girls more recently just because, like, everyone I work with loves it. So I was like, okay, fine, I'll watch it. But yeah, I mean, that totally makes sense, too.
So one reason the article spoke so much to us is because that's one of the missions of this podcast, is figuring out why we love The Office. And we kind of tried to figure that a little bit when we first met. And
why we're addicted.
Right. And that's also the bent of the podcast, is for people that watch it over and over again and kind of know it, but not so much like trivia or as much reviewing or recapping or anything like that, because there's a lot of those already. But this article is like, that's like exactly why we made the podcast. So I think that's why it spoke to us so much.
So now,
I think that's really cool. And it's definitely been like interesting to get people's responses. Cause I did like the initial reach out, like, oh, people, like, if you want to tell me what you think about it. But then once it came out, there was still even more people saying that it really spoke to them. So I think that's really cool. And I love how you guys are going through episode by episode, but like keeping it focused on that one idea.
Did you get any new theories that were really great when those people were reaching out to you after the publication?
I didn't really get new theories. It was more just like other people saying their reasons for why they keep watching it. Like more personal reasons. Cause I think the theories tended to come more from like experts I was asking, but all the ones from like fans of the show were just like immensely personal reasons. So like people would reach out and say like they had a loss in their family, or like they were going through like an illness, or just different things like that.
That's really
which
sweet.
Was like just really nice to hear. Yeah.
One of the things you mentioned in that article is that you always have the episodes there on Netflix, and that if they went off Netflix, there'd be a huge problem. And that actually spoke to me so much that I ordered the complete series, because I'm like, what, I'm going to keep paying Netflix for my whole life just so I can have The Office? No, I have to have The Office. It has to be there.
DVD quality.
It's like a security blanket. Now I got that box set.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it like kind of reversed on itself, because I feel like all my DVDs I own are from like just like a set amount of years, like before things became so available online. But now we have this threat of like, oh, Netflix could take it down, so that we still need the DVDs.
The vintage quality.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you wanted to say about your article?
I mean, can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah, sure.
What do you guys think of the revival stuff?
I think...
Or, like, what would you want it to look like?
Well, I just... it's so hard, because it could... Like you were saying, it could go either way. It could go really bad. But I feel like if they got Steve Carell back, which I don't think they will, then it could be really good. So... Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't know if that fits in with the storyline and the plot of the whole series. So, I don't know. I wish that they would do something like Gilmore Girls did, where it's only 4 episodes, so it wouldn't be like, if it was really painful, it wouldn't be painful for very long.
Well, John Krasinski was saying...
Yeah, that's a good idea.
John Krasinski was saying, I think today, that they should just do Christmas specials like they do in England with the whole cast. But one thing I really like about The Office is it doesn't feel as scripted as a lot of other shows. It's not... It doesn't seem like there's a grand plan necessarily all the time. And a lot of times characters have left, it's probably for some other reason, but, you know, people leave The Office. So I think in part it would be okay as a show to reboot, because you could just have the people that really don't have that much going on in their life still there, and new people to come in that you care about, or you could learn to care about. And, you know, I don't think Jim and Pam should come back from Austin or something like that. Or, you know, like they moved on, and probably a lot of the young people will have moved on if they had any sort of promise. But it'll be the ones that the type of people that hang around an office, and then they always have to be hiring new people. So in a way, I think the framework for a soft reboot like that is really strong. But I would be lying if I said I weren't worried as well.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I mean, I think it's just about like them being careful. But that makes sense.
Yeah, they have to keep the integrity, or else all the fans will get really mad.
Yeah, clearly there's passion out there.
Anyway,
all right. Well, thanks so much for coming on the podcast and talking about your article. Everyone, check out "Can You Be Addicted to the What? Can You Be Addicted to Watching The Office? Here's Why You Can't Actually Get Enough" by Leah Beck on Bustle.
Thank you, Leah.
Thank you so much. This was great.
Yeah, have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. I'm sorry, what was the other part of the question?
I don't recall. Oh,